Do you sell stuff on Amazon, eBay, BigCommerce, your own website? Then you need ShipStation, a popular choice of online sellers across Australia. No matter where you sell, ShipStation automatically imports your orders, making them easier to manage. Plus, they help you get the lowest rates from all the top carriers, including Australia Post. Now you can try ShipStation free for 30 days. Plus, get a special bonus when you use the code SHIPPING. To learn more, go to ShipStation.com, click on the microphone and enter shipping.
This is Winners on RSN. It's 24 past 11 and Tanya McDermott joins us. Of course, she is Hannah's Education and Rehoming Opportunities Manager to talk about an initiative that's going to be announced this afternoon. How are you, Tanya?
Very well, thank you, Nadia. How are you?
I'm great. Look, first of all, tell us a little bit about HERO.
So HERO is Harness Racing Victoria's Life After Racing project. We've been going since July last year. It's a joint project between HRV and also the state government via the Victorian Racing Industry Fund. And we here aim to provide an opportunity for horses which are retired from racing, both those which have been successful and also those which for one reason or another were not successful, to go on to do something productive once they have left that racing environment.
And how have you seen the uptake in interest in the last 12 months, Tanya?
It's been phenomenal, Nadia. I can honestly say the racing industry has absolutely embraced the project. And look, that's no great surprise because I knew that the racing people were really dedicated to giving their horses a chance once they'd finished racing. And I've been absolutely overwhelmed with the support from owners and trainers, from kindred bodies, and of course from HRV as well. So there's certainly no shortage of horses coming into the program. What we're doing now is building up a network of registered retrainers, people who can take them and get them going either under saddle or for pleasure harness pursuits. And then, of course, we move them on out into the general public as recreational horses.
As most of us know who have had anything to do with standard breeds, they're a very passive animal, so they should be quite easily to retrain and fit into other roles.
Certainly that component of the program is very easy, Nadia. As you say, they're wonderful to work with. They're very willing. They're very obliging. They're very quick to pick up on new things. And we're finding that the people who are working with them and then taking them on are just thrilled with the quality and the qualities of the horses that they are getting.
Tanya, it's a big day for this today, HERO, because you've got a great initiative that's going to be announced this afternoon.
Look, it's very exciting, Nadia. We've been working behind the scenes with the Victorian Agricultural Shows Limited, the VAS, as many people would know them. As your listeners would be aware, there's been a really successful off-the-track program running in association with VAS for the thoroughbred racehorses through Racing Victoria's off-the-track program. And we're incredibly lucky that the VAS has agreed in the next 12 months to introduce a similar series for standard bred.
Well, that's fantastic. So just to put it in layman's term, why is this such a massive thing going forward? Why is it a real turning point for the program?
Look, there's lots of people have been working for a long time to have standees accepted as legitimate competition riding horses. Mm-hmm. And it's been a hard road, it's fair to say. But finally, people are really beginning to embrace the qualities that standardbreds have as riding and competition horses. And this is a really high-profile series. It will give us a chance to tag team with the Victorian Saddle Horse Championships, which is where the final will be contested in Bendigo in January next year. And it's a platform that we've not previously had access to. And it's going to really put the spotlight onto standardbreds and show just what fantastic qualities they have.
Exactly. It's a brilliant initiative. And it just allows also connections of horses, if not just patrons and people who follow harness racing in general, to follow these horses down the track as well.
That's the thing. We've got some really successful racehorses that have gone on to be lovely riding horses. I mean, the two HERO program ambassadors, Villa Gem and also Franco Air, would be well known to listeners. But we've got some terrific horses out and about. Tanabe Bromac, a former Victoria Derby winner, is out doing competitions now. Captain Joy has started recently under saddle. He was a $1 million stake earner, and lots and lots of others as well. So certainly if you have a favourite, there's a really good chance that you'll get an opportunity to see them go on and do something successful under saddle or in pleasure harness, as we said.
Thanks for your time, Tanya. It's a great initiative and we'll be following with plenty of interest.
We really appreciate it, Nadia, and a special mention also to Alibar, who have come on board as a major sponsor for this series also.
Definitely. Have a good day. Thanks, Tanya.
Thanks so much, Nadia.
Do you sell stuff on Amazon, eBay, BigCommerce, your own website? Then you need ShipStation, a popular choice of online sellers across Australia. No matter where you sell, ShipStation automatically imports your orders, making them easier to manage. Plus, they help you get the lowest rates from all the top carriers, including Australia Post. Now you can try ShipStation free for 30 days. Plus, get a special bonus when you use the code SHIPPING. To learn more, go to ShipStation.com, click on the microphone and enter SHIPPING.